Welcome to An Encouraged Heart. This is Cynthia, and thank you for joining me for Bible study. Currently, we are studying Jesus, listening for his voice. This study covers Mark chapter 7 through 13 and is a continuation of the previous study, Jesus experiencing his touch. And that study covers Mark chapters 1 through 6. If you are new to my podcast, I encourage you to go back and listen to not only the last Bible study, but several others that I hope will be a blessing to you. And just so you know, you can find the following Bible studies on my podcast: Living Victoriously in Difficult Times, Being a Disciple, Counting the Real Cost, Loving God and Others, The Heart of True Faith, and Jesus Experiencing His Touch. You can purchase any one of the Bible study workbooks by simply going online to Precept Ministries. The books are part of Precept's 40-minute Bible study series. I have included a link to their website in the description section of each episode. Also, you will notice as I read through the text, I will ask you to mark keywords and phrases. This method of Bible study allows us to carefully observe the text so that we can more effectively understand and interpret God's Word. And now, please open your Bibles and join me in a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for our time to study your Word. Continue, Lord, to speak to our hearts. I pray your Spirit would be our guide and give us understanding and clarity. We give you all honor and praise. In Jesus' name, amen. For those who have your workbooks, we're on page 50. We're going to look at verses 13 through 16 from Mark chapter 10. And it says here that we are going to mark every reference to Jesus with a cross. And we're going to draw a box around each occurrence of the phrase, the kingdom of God. Okay, so verse 13 says, "And they were bringing children to him so that he might touch them, but the disciples rebuked them." So mark him and he. Verse 14, "But when Jesus saw this, he was indignant and said to them," so mark Jesus, mark he, "Permit the children to come to me," mark me, "do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these." So put a box around the phrase, the kingdom of God. Verse 15, "Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child will not enter it at all." So put a box around kingdom of God, and also put a box around the pronoun it. And verse 16 says, "And he took them in his arms and began blessing them, laying his hands on them." So mark he, his, and his from that verse. Okay, I'm going to reread those verses beginning at verse 13. And it says, "And they were bringing children to him so that he might touch them, but the disciples rebuked them. But when Jesus saw this, he was indignant and said to them, 'Permit the children to come to me. Do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child would not enter it at all.'" Let me repeat that. "Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child will not enter it at all." And the last verse says, "And he took them in his arms and began blessing them, laying his hands on them." Okay, so we're going to look at a few questions. And the first is, what do you learn about Jesus in this passage? Note carefully what Mark reveals about Jesus' feelings and the way he deals with people. You don't want to miss anything. Well, we read in verse 14 that Jesus was indignant. He was quite upset with the disciples after witnessing them trying to hinder the children from coming to him. Some were bringing children to Jesus so that he could touch or bless them. Okay. And the next question says, What did you learn about the kingdom of God? How is it described in these verses? So we mark kingdom of God in verse 14 and verse 15. Verse 14 says, "Do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these." And in verse 15, we also mark kingdom of God. And it says here, "Whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child would not enter it at all." Okay, so Jesus again told his disciples that the kingdom of God belongs to such as these, those who are like little children, do not hinder them. And we should be like a child in order to receive the kingdom of God. Okay, and we'll talk more about that in the next question. Okay, and looking at the next and the final question, it says, why does Jesus use the illustration of a child? What qualities of children do you think Jesus had in mind as he described the kingdom of God? Well, first of all, we know that he loves all of us. He certainly loves the children dearly, as we saw that, because he became so upset, so indignant with the disciples because they were hindering the children from coming to him. So first and foremost, he has a great love for each of us, certainly little children. We know that children very often are very trusting and very happy to receive whatever gift that they are given. They are humble very often. And one commentary put it this way, that they do not refuse gifts out of self-sufficient pride. And so we must receive the kingdom of God as a little child, because we surely will by no means enter it by what we do or earn. And I read another commentary, and it says this, the Greek word translated as child that we see in verse 15 refers to the youngest and most helpless of children. Christ is calling us to utter dependence on him as a way into his kingdom. We take great joy in our young children, and the arrival of a baby is one of the happiest times in our lives. But the youngest children cannot do anything for themselves. They cannot make any tangible contribution to the functioning of a household. In fact, they are desperately needy. This is how we are in relation to our Father in heaven. We rely completely on his mercy for our salvation, and indeed for our every need. Only by admitting this can we be a part of the kingdom of God, which is a gift, okay? And I also want to conclude by reading Ephesians 2, verses 8 and 9. And it says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast." Again, that's from Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. I am going to conclude our study for today. I pray that today's lesson was a blessing to you. If so, I encourage you to share this Bible study with a friend. And if you would like to share your thoughts on today's verses, please leave a comment wherever you listen to An Encouraged Heart. For those of you who are new listeners, you can find An Encouraged Heart on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Spotify, and several other social media platforms. You can even ask Alexa to play An Encouraged Heart on Apple Podcast. Take care, and I look forward to you joining me next time. God bless.